Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's saying to you today, what would you have me do for you? Jesus is the healer.
Did you know that it's God's will for you to be healed, spirit, soul, and body? Join Gloria Copeland today on the Believer's Voice of Victory for Healing School and learn the key to physical, mental, emotional, and financial health.
Let's look at Luke 13. All we're doing is just feeding on healing this morning. What happens when you do that? Faith comes, if you'll receive it. And you'll be ready to pray the prayer of faith when we get through. Luke 13, 11. Now, you know, if you're out there saying, well, I don't believe Jesus heals everybody. I don't believe that. Well, I can do nothing for you but preach you the Word of God. And God can do nothing for you except to tell you the truth. And you have to decide whether you take it or not. And then it's your decision and not his, not mine. My will is for you to be healed. His will is for you to be healed. But faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. In other words, you have to believe it. If you want faith, believe it. And so it says in Luke 13, let me see where I want to start reading. Well, let's look at 11. Behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years. Now that's a long time to be sick. And she was bowed together, or she was bowed over. She had been bowed over for 18 years and could in no wise lift up herself. She was bowed over. She couldn't straighten up. She had been that way a long time. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, woman, you're loosed from that infirmity. Isn't that just like Jesus? And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight. See, that's what happens when Jesus is the doctor. He doesn't have to put you in a brace. He doesn't have to put you on the operating table and cut you open and all that. He can just say the word. He can just impart his healing power into you. And a condition that you've had all your life, be gone in the name of Jesus. That's exactly what happened to this woman. She couldn't even stand up straight. When Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, woman, you are loosed from that infirmity. He laid his hands on her and immediately, say immediately.
Immediately.
Isn't that great? She had been that way for 18 years and now immediately she was made straight and glorified God. Woo, glory to God. God has healing anointing available. It was even available back there then. Jesus has since become glorified. He's sitting on the throne of God. He's the same loving, wonderful, marvelous healer that he was when he straightened this woman's body out. His desire is still for you to be healed. You know, it talked about the compassion of Jesus. Jesus was full of compassion. Glory to God. So he was criticized for that. And the ruler of the synagogue, immediately she was healed, the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation. There's always some ruler around, you know, to try to pour water on the Jesus' good works. The ruler of the synagogue was indignant at this because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day. He broke one of the rules. And he said unto the people, there are 6 days in which men ought to work in them, therefore come and be healed. The Lord answered and said, you hypocrite, Does not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering? And ought not, here's Jesus' attitude about the situation, ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath? Jesus' attitude was she ought to be loosed. That's his same attitude today for you and me. We ought to be loosed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And another key thing is here, God hadn't bound her. No. According to Jesus, Satan had bound her. Sickness and disease is not of God. Satan had bound her for 18 years. And then it says, when he had said these things, all of his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were being done by him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Verse 22 says, he went through the cities and villages, teaching and journeying. And journeying toward Jerusalem. Then said one unto him, Lord, there are few that be saved. And he said, strive to enter in at the strait gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and not be able to. But who is the door? When once the master of the house is risen and has shut the door, you begin to stand without and knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. So we know that we can open the door to the Lord at any time. We know that he is good, that he wants us well. We can open the door to healing, just to the healing part of his ministry, anytime. You can do it when you're at home by yourself. You can do it when you're in a crowd. You can do it anytime, anywhere. You receive your, you act on your faith and you act on the Word of God for your healing. God is there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, does it always come instantly? No, not always instantly, but it'll come. And it is dependent upon us and upon how strong we are. Now, the thing to do in your life where healing's concerned is to feed on healing scriptures when you're well and when you're sick. You know, just get a habit of the Word of God in every area that we need help in. Get a habit of taking scriptures every day and going over them and standing your ground. Thank the Lord every day. Let's look at Mark 10. Now, this is really one of my favorite examples. This is blind Bartimaeus, who's no longer blind. Hallelujah. And Jesus, this is the way Jesus just went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Now, who is it that never changed? Who is it that's the same yesterday, today, and forever? Jesus. He's the same. This is why you can be healed today, because he has never changed. He's always willing to manifest himself on your behalf, whether you're in church or whether you're in the car by yourself or at home by yourself or with your family. When you release faith, healing comes. Hallelujah. It comes every day. If it's not instant, what do? You just begin to thank God for it, and you stand fast on it until every symptom leaves. You take the Word of God like medicine. Mark 10 says about Bartimaeus. Let me find him. I love Bartimaeus. He's a man after my own heart. And they came, verse 46, they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he had heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou Son of God, have mercy on me. And many told him, many charged him that he should be quiet. He was crying out to Jesus. He wanted healing. The people around him were saying, shut up, you old blind man. Shut up, Bartimaeus. Shut up, Bartimaeus. You're making a spectacle of yourself. Knock it off, Bartimaeus. And here's what happened. He cried, but he cried the more, a great deal. They told him to shut up, but he got louder. And he said, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." And look what happened. Jesus stood still. And he commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying, now they're going to be nice to him, see. "Be of good cheer, be of good comfort. Rise, he calleth for thee." And he, Bartimaeus, throwing off his begging coat, rose up and came to Jesus. And Jesus said, now here's his attitude toward you today. Jesus said unto him, "What will you that I should do unto thee?" Or in other words, what can I do for you, Bartimaeus? What would you have me do for you, Bartimaeus? Oh, glory to God. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's saying to you today, what would you have me do for you? Jesus is the healer. And I'm telling you, I would never lie to you. He has always been in healing school. We've never had healing school anywhere in the world that people didn't get healed. He's always present. "What will thou that I should do unto you?" "What can I do for you, Bartimaeus?" The blind man said unto him, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." And Jesus said unto him, "Go your way. Your faith has healed you." Glory to God. What was his faith? What did he do? What did his faith do? His faith received. It received the healing anointing. Now, what does it say to us? What did Jesus say? Let's just look at that while we're here. Let's look at Mark 11. See, he said in the Amplified, "Master, let me receive my sight." Now, let's look this up in Mark, because this is the way you get healed. This is the way you get money. This is the way you get anything. You know this scripture, but it's not knowing it that makes it work. It's actually doing it. But to know it is the first step. So it says, Jesus said to them, they passed the fig tree. Jesus said, "No man eat fruit of you again forever." The fig tree died overnight. It died from the roots up. And when they passed by the next morning, they questioned him, and they said, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. Now it started, when Jesus spoke to that fig tree, "No man eat fruit." This, you could think about this where cancer is concerned or some situation like that. "No man eat fruit of you again forever." The root of that fig tree began to dry up. And by the next morning, you couldn't tell it instantly, but by the next morning, you could see it dried up from the roots. Now, I think since it said from the roots, there might have been a little green something left up here on the top to let them know how it worked. They said it dried up from the roots. However they knew that, the word of Jesus went right to that root where the tree is fed, and it cut off its supply instantly, and it died. Now, here's what he said. The fig tree is withered away. They were wanting to know about it. They thought it was great, you know. They saw it, they heard it, they saw it. Now it's dead. Jesus said unto them, verse 22, "Have faith in God." That is the answer to any problem you've got, whether it's money or health or whatever. "Have faith in God, for I'm telling you the truth. Verily, I say unto you that whosoever," who's the whosoever? Amen. "Whosoever shall say," our words are involved, "whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." He shall have whatsoever. Whosoever shall have whatsoever. He said. Therefore, so now Jesus is going to tell us something. Therefore, he's going to tell us how to do this. Therefore, I say unto you, whosoever shall have whatsoever. Jesus is the whosoever, and he's saying whatsoever right here in the next verse. And to tell you the truth, I never saw that before right now. He said, whosoever shall have whatsoever, therefore I say to you, that what thing soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. That is a direct promise from the Lord Jesus Christ. He put that thing right in motion at that moment, and he said, whosoever shall have whatsoever, glory to God. Now, I'm telling you, faith is really easy. You just got to have some background for it, which is the Word of God. So Jesus said, whosoever shall have what things, let me read it again, 24. Therefore, I say unto you, what things, this is, now he's generalizing. It's not just healing, but it's anything. It's the way faith works for anything. But primarily right here, they're talking about the power of your words. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray. Okay, what is it we desire this morning when we pray? A lot of people are desiring healing. Some people may need their bodies healed. Some people may need their finances healed. Some people may need their families healed. This healing service can cover any ground that's out there. What things soever you desire when we pray. Now, when we pray today, it's up to you to do this. You believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Now, what is that? Receive. Believe that you receive them. That's a very strong word in the Greek. It means to take. It means to, a good word to say there would see, would be seize. It means to take, to grasp, to take. Whatever you take. It's not a passive word. It's not just, well, you know, whatever the Lord's will is here. If it's your will to heal me, okay. And if you want me to die, okay. No, you didn't take healing. You didn't really take either one. You're kind of in neutral there. Because you ought to know the will of God is for you to be healed when it says he bore your sicknesses and carried your diseases. So we're supposed to know some things. So Jesus said, therefore I say, one time Brother Hagin brought out, I'm sure he did it many times, I heard him say this, to take note of how often it talks about saying in those two scriptures. How often it talks about saying. It says, say, saith, say, glory to God. And it talks about receiving one time. That ought to teach you something about how to live by faith. You say it, 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 you say it. But you receive it once and you keep it and you lay hold of it. Whatever, therefore I say unto you, what things, that would cover anything, healing, prosperity, money, rent, grocery money, any kind of money, any kind of need, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them. You take them. You seize them. This morning you seize healing. You take it. It's an action word. It doesn't mean you agree with it. It means you take it. If I handed you a $1,000 bills today, and I said, I've got something for you. Or let's just say, you might be moved to take that easier. Let's just say if I had you a birthday gift today and it was all wrapped up. And I said, I've got this for you. This is for you. I'm giving it to you. Happy birthday. And you just put your hands behind your back and you just wouldn't take that birthday gift. Why? What would that mean? Well, that means I wanted to give it, but you wouldn't receive it. And what else does that mean? That means I'll keep it myself. Now, that's exactly the way we are in the Word of God, whether it's finances or money or whatever it is. When God gives it to us in the Word, we are to receive it by faith. We are to take it. We are to say, God said it, that settles it, that's mine. God says I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus, that settles it, I take it. Glory to God.
Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Did you know that God never intended for anyone to suffer with sickness or disease? A key to receiving your healing is to fill your heart and mind with the Word of God.
We can walk on the Word, length of days, and years of a life worth living. Not only live long, but live joyful, live happily, live strong.
The Healing and Wholeness Package includes a sermon on DVD by Gloria Copeland. Know Him as Healer. In this video teaching, Gloria Copeland shows you how healing is received, how God's Word can be taken like medicine, and much more. Plus, Words That Heal, a book with a companion CD. It's full of words of healing from the Scriptures and also includes songs of healing and faith, plus faith-filled prayers and confessions. Also included is a CD of healing scriptures by Kenneth Copeland. Listen to healing scriptures and receive wisdom on Jesus' healing ministry. Learn to live in the blessing. Be healed in your spirit, soul, and body.
To order the Healing and Wholeness Package by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, log on to kcm.org and order online. Or call us toll-free at 800-575-4455. The cost for this package is just $24 and includes Gloria Copeland's book, Words That Heal, her faith-building teaching, Know Him as Healer, on DVD, and Kenneth Copeland's Healing Scriptures CD. To order by mail, write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Order today.
Things started actually last night. I have been healed of rotator cuff surgery. I have the appointment on my calendar for February for the final consultation with my surgeon to have an MRI to have surgery for this. And last night was pronounced that someone was healed. And I received that healing.
Now tell me what it was that was a problem for you before. Was it hard to carry things? Could you?
Oh, for the office staff will attest to the fact that for over 2 years I've used a cart to carry my briefcase and handbag from the car into the office and then back each afternoon because I did not have the strength to use the right hand and could not carry my briefcase and handbag in the left hand.
And I assume you can move your shoulder now?
I can move my shoulder. It's the Lord's shoulder. That's why He healed it. No, I'm not going to hold on. Because Satan even told me, hey, if you are healed, then you better slow down the movement because you don't want to overdo it. You know, you may damage it, you know. And no, I'm not going to slow down to move it. You know, I'm not going to slow down to move it. It's healed. So if it's healed, why should I be concerned about it?
Amen.
So, anyway.
You're not going to be using that cart anymore, are you?
No.
No cart.
Gloria had to seize her healing. She took it. That's what I want you to do today when I pray for you. You have to take it. You have to lay hold of it. I mean, she just took it and God was there. Our part is to receive it. God's part is to do the work. And we have had healing school now since 1979. And we started in Atlanta, Georgia. This is our 30th year of healing school. When the Lord told me to do have a healing school. I had it for the rest of that year, and it was in the fall, if I remember right, of 79. And I thought, okay, this is long enough. We've done it all year. And I was going to quit. I thought, well, I've done it. Because I really didn't want to do healing school. I just had always been happy to just sit back and you know, be a help to Ken. And so he said to me in the meeting, God wants this. He prophesied to me about the time I was going to quit. God wants this healing service to, or healing school. What I think he called it, I think the Lord called it healing school, to continue until I come, Jesus said. So here we are 30 years later. Healing school is still going on. And I'm going to pray for you today, and we're going to receive the healing power of God in your body. Now, you take it. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up every person believing to receive their healing right now. I command sickness and disease to depart from you. In Jesus' name, be made whole. The healer is Jesus. He is there present with you. And you just lift your hands and say, I receive my healing in Jesus' name, and I give him all the glory for it. Now you go from your place of faith, acting like you're healed, talking like you're healed, doing things you couldn't do before. Stretch out and take it. Take it. Don't let the devil talk you out of it. Healing belongs to us. It's part of our deliverance and part of our salvation. When Jesus took your sins, he also took your sicknesses and carried your diseases. It's yours. You just say it right now. Healing is mine in the name of Jesus. We want you to get healed. We want you to stay healed. And the healing and wholeness package will help you do that. It is a teaching on healing that I did in healing school. Know him as healer. Words that heal. This is just encouraging words to keep going in your eyes and in your ears to help you. And the healing scriptures by Kenneth on CD. Get these and use them. Help them. Share them with people. I'll see you next week. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Thanks for watching The Believer's Voice of Victory. For a copy of today's broadcast, visit kcm.org. 2008 is the 30th year of Healing School. Plan to join Gloria Copeland at a meeting near you. This is the year of the fullness of blessing, a time for the blessing without measure. Jump in the 2008 West Coast Believers Convention, June 30th to July 5th. This year at a new location. Come to the Long Beach Convention Center in Long Beach, California. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, Creflo Dollar, and Keith Moore for 6 days together with other believers from around the world. With Super Kid Academy and 1440, there's a place for the whole family. Call 1-800-600-7395 or visit kcm.org. Next Sunday on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Your part is to receive it. Begin to act like you've got it in Jesus' name. If you couldn't move something, begin to move it. If you couldn't walk, walk. If you couldn't stand up, stand up. Glory to God. This is the receiving time. This is the time you act on your faith. Hallelujah.